This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. A newly declassified U.S. intelligence report says Saudi Arabia's crown prince likely approved an operation to kill or capture a U.S.-based journalist inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The central conclusion of the report was widely expected, given that intelligence officials were said to have reached it soon after the brutal 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi, a critic of Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's authoritarian consolidation of power. The report, released Friday, could escalate pressure on the Biden administration to hold the kingdom accountable for a murder that drew bipartisan and international outrage. Since the finding had not been officially released until now, the public assignment of responsibility amounted to an extraordinary rebuke of the ambitious 35-year-old crown prince. It was likely to set the tone for the Biden administration's relationship with a country that President Biden has criticized, but which the White House also regards in some contexts as a strategic partner. Police say gunmen have abducted over 315 girls from a boarding school in northern Nigeria, the latest in a series of mass kidnappings of students in the West African nation. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A spokesman says police and the military have begun joint operations to rescue the girls after the attack at the Girls' Science Secondary School. One resident said the gunmen also held up a nearby military camp and checkpoint, preventing soldiers from interfering, while the attackers spent several hours at the school. Several large groups of armed men operate in the region and are known to kidnap for money and for the release of their members from jail.